I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That means that your connection to the word of God is your connection to spirituality. You can never do it. Are you listening to me, sons and daughters? Hello, from the back, are you listening? You can never do well spiritually if you are not consistent with the word of God. Jesus says, the words I speak to you, John 6. Verse 63, they are spirit and they are life. That means that the words I speak to you, they carry the blessing of spirituality and the blessing of life. That means that you'll be evergreen. Say evergreen. You see, that kind of spiritual life where today you are down, tomorrow you are on fire, tomorrow you are down, another day you are on fire. It is not of God. Tell somebody about you, it is not of God. Tell him you are supposed to be spiritual and then evergreen. You are supposed to be evergreen. You are supposed to be spiritually evergreen. You are supposed to be consistent. But you cannot maintain consistency unless you give yourself to the word of God. Bible says that for his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Barakatakabaha. Can I shock you? Whose leaves does not wither? Tell somebody, you cannot fade. You cannot get tired. You cannot get tired. Your spirituality cannot fade away. Hey, today you're on fire. After 2 months, we can't find you in church. We can't find you in church. You are not planted by the rivers of water. If you are planted by the gospel, if you are planted by the word of God daily, Bible says that his leaves will not fade, to no wither. He will bear fruits in his season, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the blessing of spirituality, evergreen life, I declare in the name of Jesus, everybody here, you will remain at the top, never to come down. In every aspect of your life, shout, I will be at the top, never to come down. Never to come down. Say, I'll be the head and not the tail. Say, above only and not beneath, because I'm connected to the blessing of the gospel. Clap your two hands together. And whatever he doeth shall prosper. I'm talking about Psalm 1 verse 3. Whatever he doeth shall prosper. That means that in the gospel, in the giving yourself to the word of God, is the blessing of prosperity. Is the blessing of what? Is the blessing of what? So we don't run up and down looking for prosperity. We don't run up and down looking for the magic for prosperity. Bible says that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He does fashion, he will prosper. He does hairdressing, he will prosper. He does business, he will prosper. He does travel and tour, he will prosper. He does ministry, he will prosper. Shout, I cannot fail. Shall I cannot fail? I do, I shall prosper. Joshua said it. Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart. from your mouth. You shall meditate upon it day and night. And you shall observe to do all that is written therein. For so you shall make your way prosperous. Am I speaking to somebody? The secret to prosperity is coded in the gospel of Christ. It's loaded in the gospel of the word. The word of God has the power to cause you to prosper. And tonight, I came here to expose you to that word. Receive the blessing of prosperity. Receive the blessing of prosperity. Receive the blessing of prosperity. Clap your two hands, rise to your feet and shout, I receive it. Clap your two hands. I get what I'm saying. Whatever you do shall prosper. Is in the blessing of the gospel. It's in the blessing of the gospel. It's in the blessing of, ask the one by you, when last did you study the word? Tell him that is why. Tell him. You don't say anything, just say that is why. That is why. That is why. That is why certain things are happening. That is why today you are green leaf, tomorrow yellow leaf. That is why. That is why you are struggling. You have written remedial 16 times. Now, when you key your name, when you start spelling your name in the space provided on the computer, the time you write the first initial, the computer gives you the rest. Kai! That means that you have written the thing and now the system remembers you. Year after year. By the time you start, you write P, the rest starts flowing. By the time, type your first initial. By the time you write E, the rest of the manual will follow. Because the system knows you now. What Philly in series. May the Lord have mercy on you. Yeah, because you are not giving yourself to the word. And that is why. Because the word of God supplies the blessings of God. It is the number one way, number one channel. Are you following what I'm saying? Proverbs 4 verse 20-22. Everybody listen to me. You see, a lot of you, every day, you are down with sickness here and there. Every day you are being rushed in and out. Every day. It's like every year you spend a lot of time at the hospital. You see, the secret of divine health, the blessing of good health, is in the word of God. The blessing of good health. It's one of the blessings in the word. Just that you don't know. The word of God is therapeutic. The word of God is a healing balm. It is an ointment. Tell somebody it's a healing balm. See, when I find out that I am not feeling well in my body, one of the things that I like to do is just to be reading the Bible by my side. Just be reading the Bible. Because I over time that anytime I read the Bible, I get better. I get stronger. Get healed fast than a normal time. I get what I'm saying? I'm giving you a secret. Tell somebody, my daddy is giving you a secret. Look at it. Said, my son, I came here as a father tonight. Tonight, I didn't come to do some other things. I came here to talk to you. I came here to build a church. Said, my son, attend to my words. Read it with me. Read it from the back. If you don't know me, today is the first day I know. If you don't read, I'll bring you a mic. One, go. Let me see those who need the mic. To my, Charlie, you cannot spend 24 hours you have not read the Bible. Charlie, you're the fish oracle. Hey, 24 hours you've not read the Bible. 24 hours, no vault, no Bible, no preaching message, nothing. And you don't understand why you pray, nothing is happening. You don't understand why you are falling sick by heart. My son, attend to my words. open your ears to my sayings.
Verse 21. One go. Those at the back. Those at the back. I'll come with the mic. One go. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. That means every day we need him. Say we need him when in the car you are reading. Now by the grace of God, it's even on your phone, your tablet, everywhere. So eyes should be in some of you. Your eyes is always in Facebook. Your eyes is always in TikTok. Watching bad videos. Your eyes are always in Snapchat. What? Sporty bet. Shay. Your eyes are always in a betting app. At the one by you, where are your eyes fixed? Charlie, tell you, let's be serious. Where are your eyes fixed? Tell me. Where are your eyes fixed? Me, I don't understand. Where are your eyes fixed? Because the way I'm seeing your life is not reflecting what God has said. So where are your eyes fixed? So your eyes cannot be fixed in the word of God and will not see. Let them not depart from the eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? Why should you do that? Verse 22, everybody. For they are life unto them that find them, and health to their flesh. Health to all their flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh. The blessings of good health is hidden in the word of God. Is hidden in the words that you are hearing. So my son, my daughter, pay attention to the word of God. Let your eyes be fixed in it. Because in it is your life. In it is your health. Somebody here, receive the blessing of good health. Shout, I receive it 3 times. Number 2, sit down. The channel of righteousness. Are we working it? Yes. Or are we working it? Yes. The channel of righteousness is one of the channels where the blessings of God flow into our life. Hear me. The kind of family you are coming from, you cannot afford to be living a certain kind of life. Oh. Some people are living some way. You too, you are going to live some. You know where you are coming from. You know. You in your house. Everybody there, drunkard. You too, you are doing yebudidi. But you are not serious like that. Let other people do yebudidi. You that you can see that alcohol has destroyed your father. You can see what alcohol has done to your mother. You can see what alcohol has done to people in your family. You too, you are playing with yebudidi. You are here to argue with me. Be serious. You are here to argue with me. You have seen what alcohol has done to intelligent people in your background. You are here to tell me that the Bible says you should drink small alcohol and don't booze. But you are the one coming to make that kind of Bible argument with me. Let other people do that, not you. Tell somebody, you know where you are coming from. Where you are coming from, they don't marry you. You are fornicating. Like you are very, 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 very funny. You know where you are coming. Boys sleep with you and don't marry the men, the women. You know, they did it to your sisters, they did it to your aunties. They have given birth to 3 men, 4 men, and no marriage. A lady from such a background where marriage is not there, fornication shouldn't be your appetite. It shouldn't be one of your appetites. Like other things, but I don't like fornication. Because it is what empowers the altar in your mother's house. It is what gives that devil that destroys marriage and doesn't allow people to. So the moment you start sleeping with a man, the count is just beginning. It will just come very, very soon. It will break up because you have empowered it. Listen, there are the places we are coming from and the cases we are dealing with. We cannot afford to be doing certain things. Cannot afford to be, you are coming from like an internationally certified poverty house. You have now thought about what I'm saying. Because it took you some time before you caught it. You are coming from an internationally acclaimed poor people's family. If you enter into your family, you right now, let God be good to you and get a visa, a scholarship you are going,
and you need someone to just give you 3,000 to for, just for a ticket, you can comb your whole family. Nobody can get it for you. I know a guy like that. He was tagged in Ghana because of ticket. He was into MBO. He plays MBA. Got scholarship from Lagos. Have to go and play MBA out there. The ticket was 3,000 those days. Later he was telling me, I said, really? He said, Pastor, I combed everywhere. I couldn't gather 3,000. Like, me put the whole firm extended, grand favor and great Kadalabaha. Internationally certified poor family. They have license to operate. And some of you, those are the kind of places you are stemming from. Nobody has ever dashed you 500 cc. You, by the time you are completing secondary school, your mother is telling you that go and look for a job. That is a sign that you are from a poor house. Because by the time a rich man's son is completing university, there is a building for him, a car for him. He is still on allowance. He is being brought into the company. They are introducing him. This is my son. So he's coming in to head the HR department. So all of you are Obawo. May the Lord bless you in such a way. But if you are not coming from such a place that by the time you are 25, you are the one supporting your junior brother, your junior sisters. Your mother is waiting for you at the village. At the end of the month, you have to send some stipends and something to your father. You are the one I'm talking about. You are from a poor home. I just accept it. Stop arguing. Your baggy jeans won't change it. You are from a poor home. Will it change it? Those days when you were in baggy jeans, were you rich? Those days your pastor was in baggy jeans. Ask him to show you one of his pictures. He was in big jeans like that and he used to dance like that. He was in baggy jeans but he had nothing. Zero. So your makeup has not changed the fact that you are poor. Because you have that said that sometimes I see people who are waiting for trotro. I look at them from top to down. Say, how can this outfit be waiting at the bus stop for trotro? Like, I think about it, I don't understand. Then I see that it is not about the makeup. And now decide that it's not about the makeup. It's not about the packaging. Tell him, it's not about the packaging at all. The person has a calculator for the salary he has taken. Onimna sofa Uber to us 3 times of a coffee. Monthly and day. So you go with the trotter because that's what will last for 30 days. That's calculated. And yet when you see the makeup and the packaging, it looks like Charlie. It's wild. Listen, you are coming from such homes. And instead of you to look for the channel of blessing, me, I saw that I'm coming for such homes. So me, I started looking for God when I was 10 years. I started looking. The things I'm teaching because I'm your father. I'm telling you your problem. Listen, I can pour oil on you, anoint you. I'm good at that. I can do all that. But what I'm telling you is what will give you lasting solution. Lasting blessing. Lasting blessing. Say, sad no man in the walking. When this one, you can fall down and rise up. I will shout, ushers. Ushers will gather. You fall as ushers, they will gather. Your life will still not be. Say, shout, ushers. Yeah. My children, when they are home, they'll be shouting, ushers. Because they see that when daddy's ministry is shouting, ushers, the ushers are moving. Yeah, so day to day, shout, ushers. Then they'll come. When I'm on there, they come and lay hands on me. They say, daddy, fall down. Fall down. Ushers. Ushers. You can fall down and rise. And fall and rise. Most of the people who fall down, they cry, don't become anything. It's true. Most of them. When I was in SU, I was ministering. So anytime I go to the service like that, people will be falling down, breaking the decks, and all sort of things. They were shouting, what's happening in this school? Said there's some boy B. There was this guy. Anytime he's coming, He realized that anytime he comes for my prayer meeting, he falls down. So now he took a changeover dress. So when he's leaving the dormitory, he has another dress in his bag. Because he knows, he's 100% sure that he will fall down that day. So he came prepared to fall down. Truly too, he will fall down. By the time I shout, the is down. Oh yeah. About 5:30 entertainment, no show. No. Maybe I'm not in the best sound. Here's the sound. Usubai. Amen. Say righteousness. Say righteousness. Psalm 5 verse 12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him like a shield. The blessing of protection, the blessing of favor, answer to righteousness. A lot of people have traded their future glories for temporal pleasure today. Temporal pleasure. Like Esau. They are sinning, fornicating, doing all kinds of things today. Now, when they grow up and they are now ready for their destiny to shine, the shine doesn't come. They search for job and search, can't find it. They try to make it in life, doesn't work. God had planned them to be billionaires, yet they end up with hundreds and some thousands. Because when they were young, in the kitchen of their mother, they exchanged their destinies for a red stew, a pot of red stew. And some of you, in the house of that boy, in the house of that beloved, in the house of that girl, in the house of those friends of yours, in that party, you are exchanging your future marriage. You are exchanging your academic destiny. You are exchanging how high you should have gone in life. The companies you should have started. You are exchanging it for 5 minutes pleasure. You are exchanging it for 10 minutes joy and satisfaction. You are exchanging it for unrighteousness. The Bible says that, and when he grew up, he now realized that he needed that glory. He sought for it with tears and he didn't find it. Ask the one by you, what are you trading? Why are you transacting business with sin? Why? Righteousness is a major, listen, aside the word of God, righteousness is a major way you can have access to blessing. So person a mission hour without laying on of hands, without paying any money, a holy life registers you for a glorious destiny, for the blessing of the Lord. Bible says that, for thou shalt bless the righteous, not the sinner, not the ungodly. Thou shalt bless the righteous and with favor. Listen, from today, may you not struggle to have acceptance. I just prayed over somebody. I said, from today, may favor speak for you. May you not struggle to be accepted. May you not struggle to be accepted. May you not struggle to be accepted. May favor go ahead of you. Into your school, may favor go ahead of you. Into your company, may favor go ahead of you. Ahead of you into marriage, may favor speak for you. Wherever you shall turn, to the left and to the right, the visa office, may favor go ahead of you. If you are the one, you clap your hands and shout, I receive favor. It's a blessing. Psalm 1 verse 4, it says, blessed is the man who will not delight himself mingling with sinners, sitting with sinners, standing with sinners. Blessed is that man who is upright. Blessed is that man. Listen, a lot of people want to cry, fast, pray for blessing, whereas they could have just lived holy for it. They could have just lived holy for it. When the devil wants to destroy a man, he packages sin. He wanted to destroy Joseph. He gave him Potiphar's wife. Joseph escaped it. He wanted to destroy Samson. He gave him Delilah. Samson didn't see it coming. Bam. He became a victim. When the devil wants to destroy a bright future, he will bring you certain things. Don't see them as scholarship. I said what?
Don't interpret them as a result of your extraordinary beauty. I don't know whether it was the late Daddy Lumba who said that, but that's one of the wise things that Daddy Lumba ever said. He said, "You feel for power, say what? What's it then?" Yeah, Pewa Sewa also would be a mem until Huja. Somebody, yeah, Pewa Sewa. And yes, scholarship. Tell him, and yes, scholarship. Yeah, Pewa Sewa. And yes, scholarships. Those WhatsApps come in, and yes, scholarship. Sometimes 100 messages, you don't even know which one to read. Hi, what's up? I miss you. Different. Tell somebody here, Pewa Seo. Your boss is chasing you. Oh, come, let me give you a ride. Some proper BMW, some proper Benz. Whereas your mates are working using trust, you are getting free lift. Yeah, Pewa Seo. Pewa Seo. Yeah, Pewa Seo, I'll see amount of scholarship. Never forget, when the devil wants to destroy a man, he packages sin for him. In an unexpected way. Have I spotted the program? Yeah, don't invite me. Because what were you expecting? You know when a father is coming, you have to be ready to be put right. Listen, your peers are your cheerleaders. Your father is not your cheerleader. It's your coach. There are two different people in your life. You have your cheerleaders. They cheer you on. Your friends are looking at your joy and your happiness today. Your father is looking at your happiness tomorrow. That's why he keeps shouting on you. That's why he keeps telling you, stop it. The usual words of a father is, stop it. Sit down. Go. Do this. The usual words of our friends is that Charlie is dope, is dope, is dope. Charlie. Tell somebody this is dope. Open yourself. Amen. So listen, don't expect fathers to be like friends. That's what I mean. When I call you to my office, you should just expect it. Back to back. By the time you are coming out, your face is straight like 6 o'clock. You don't know whether you are smiling or you are angry. If you are angry, you are disloyal. If you are smiling too. So when you are coming, your face is like, you don't know which one to put on. Should I continue? Blessing. Listen to me. God is no respecter of persons, small or great, firstborn or lastborn. Righteousness is what brings the blessing. God is no respecter of men, small or great, fair or black, firstborn or secondborn. God can bypass you, Mr. Firstborn, and choose the lastborn. God is no respecter of anybody. He is looking out for those who are righteous. Psalm 128 verse 1. In order to bless them. Psalm 128 verse 1. Is that? Let me read this for you. Psalm 115 verse 13. Psalm 115 verse 13. Is that he will bless those who fear the Lord. Both small or great. He will bless them. Period. Whether they are small or they are great. He will bless them. Doesn't matter whether he's your elder brother or your junior brother. You'll be shocked how God will bless him. You'll be shocked. The blessings of the Lord will even embarrass you. God can bless your junior brother, you'll be embarrassed. I'm telling you. Because God is no respecter of persons. You can continue to live a life of unholiness. You think you are playing your pastor. You wake up at dawn, 3 o'clock, from your boyfriend's house, and you are tipping too. You have carried your slippers. You are tipping. You think you are doing your pastor? You think you are dealing someone? You think you are doing someone for money? You are in super bet. You are betting. the whole day.
Meanwhile, your family members are poor. The spirit of poverty, it works through gambling. If you don't know, I'm telling you. 99% of gamblers are poor people. Yeah. And people who become rich overnight through gambling, give them a space of 10 years, they waste all their resources. Because there is something about gambling. It's called the spirit of greed. It will make you go back again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Until you start borrowing to gamble. Until you start selling your shoe to gamble. Until you start selling your mother's house for gambling. It starts very innocent. On your phone, you can just do one city, 10 cities, 100 cities. You're excited. But there is a spirit of greed that will be baptized. You'll be baptized with. And once that spirit of greed enters into you, you can't stop it. And it will make you poor. I know people who have been made poor because of gambling. It will make you rich for one day. And it will call you back. And it will take everything from you until you start selling your properties. That's the spirit of gambling. And you have started it. It's a curse in your family. It's working in you. You don't even know. You don't even know. The curse of poverty. You don't even know. So no matter the salary you take, by the first one, which is finished, because you gamble with it. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. In Psalm 128 verse 1, he said, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you will be blessed. Say an amen. You shall be happy. Say an amen. It shall be well with you. Say an amen. Look at it. If you are a righteous person, look at the blessing. He said, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your wife shall be like a flower. Like a tree, a fruitful one, bearing fruit. That means that you cannot be a righteous man for your wife to be barren. The Lord will deliver your wife from barrenness. I declare over everybody here, may your wife and your husband be a fruitful person. Because of the blessing over your life. Because of the blessing over your life. Bible says that your children will be like only, the freshest father in town. The freshest daddy in town. Hallelujah! Say, God says. It says, your children shall be like olive plant all over. Your children shall be like olive plant. When you are a righteous person and you receive that blessing, the blessing affects your generation. It affects your environment, your immediate environment. Your wife will be affected. Your generation, he says that your children shall be like olive trees. Not just any tree, olive. Olive is what produces oil. And your children shall carry oil. I pray for everybody here that may you not give birth to useless people. May your children carry grace. May your children carry grace. May your children carry glory. Say, my children will be like the olive trees. These are what we call real blessings. And they don't come by the laying on of hands. I bless you. They don't come like that. They come by what? Righteousness. Then God will bless you in such a way that even your children, they become carriers of grace. Your children will not be useless. We are going to give birth to lawyers, doctors, engineers, pastors, anointed people, men and women of grace. Do you believe that? Watch out for the rescue children coming. Watch out. If you see them from their childhood, you know that these are children of grace. These are children of grace. They carry oil. They carry oil. And it's because of the blessings of righteousness. The Bible says, thou shalt the man who fears the Lord be blessed. The Lord bless you out of Zion. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, you may see your children's children. And peace be upon you. That's the blessing of righteousness. So the blessing of God affects everything around you. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Finally, the blessing that's finally for tonight. I'll continue when I meet you at Odoko. The blessing of obedience. The blessing of obedience. Psalm 112 verse 1. Praise the Lord.
Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and who delights greatly in his commandment. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and delights greatly in his commandment. He who keeps the word of God, who obeys the Lord. For his descendants shall be mighty on the land. If you fear God and you keep the, you are obedient to the word of God, Bible says that you will be blessed so much that your children, they will be mighty people on earth. Shout, I receive it. Oh, shout, I receive it. Their descendants shall be mighty on the earth. The generation of the righteous shall be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Say, wealth and riches will be in my house. Listen, I don't care if you are coming from a poor background. You are rising to rewrite the history of your family. You didn't get it. Let me prophesy to the people here. I said, I don't care where you are coming from. You are rising to rewrite the history of your family. You are going to introduce prosperity to your family. Out of you, many, many people are going to be rich. Your descendants are going to be wealthy people. No poor person shall rise out of your lineage. Your entire family will be blessed because of you. They will queue in your door to come for school fees. They will queue to come for medical fees or medical bills. They will queue to come for money to travel. Through you, you will educate your sister's children. You will educate your brother's children. You will educate your cousins and their children. Out of you, your entire family shall be blessed. The Lord is rewriting the history of your family. Clap your two hands and say, I rise to rebuild the walls of my family. Clap your two hands together if you believe it. Not a pressurized obedience, oh, delightsome obedience. Not the one that you have to be coerced. Not the one that God has to beg you. What you must obey God to have. Don't try to fast and pray to have. I get what I'm saying. Our biggest problem as Christians is not the devil. It is our disobedience to the scriptures and to the instructions of God. That's our biggest trouble. No devil can kill me. No devil can touch me. My disobedience is what will determine how far I go and what I become. Listen to me. What you become tomorrow can be seen by what you do with the word of God today. I get what I'm telling you. I'm telling you something. I can easily predict how your future is going to be like by what I see you do with the word of God today. How obedient you are to the instructions of God. Listen, I am where I am today by the instructions of God. It's by day-to-day obedience to the instructions of God. That's why I'm where I am today. That's why I'm seeing what I'm seeing today. So where I will be tomorrow will be a function of my obedience today. And how you are living your life today is what is determining tomorrow. Your obedience to what you know God has spoken to you about. Your obedience to the scriptures. You know the word, but you are breaking it like carelessly. You don't mind. You know God is against what you are doing, but you are doing it with impunity. You don't care. You don't mind. Yet you will be back to church Sunday after Sunday. Don't blame the devil tomorrow. Don't blame the devil. Listen to me. For anybody you point accusing fingers at, the greater number points to you. What you are pointing is what? One. The rest of the four points to you. What it means is that as God is concerned, as far as God is concerned, you are more responsible to what you become than others. Your mother's negligence cannot destroy your destiny. Your own decisions. Your own decisions. Your own lifestyle. Yes, your father did something in the past, but it's not the reason why you fail entirely. How you handle it. The four pointing to you. Everybody point your one finger and see. The remaining are pointing. Even if you do it two fingers, there's still the majority are pointing. That means that you are more responsible for what you become than others, than the devil.
Stop blaming the devil. Blame yourself. Stop blaming the devil. Your disobedience is what is destroying your relationship. You have moved into four different relationships. You say you know obey God. You do it the way you want. Your marriage is collapsing because of your disobedience. Bible says forgive, you can't forgive. Love, you can't love. Don't cheat, you cannot stop cheating. Your disobedience. God is speaking to you as a young person, you will not listen. God is telling you as a young woman, you will not listen. Your disobedience. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. That if you shall hearken. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandment, which he command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee above all the nations of the earth. The blessing of promotion is in obedience. It's in obedience. This is how people become great. I'm telling you, it's not pouring of oil. This is how people become great. It's not seeing a man of God running to go and hold his shoe. This is how people become great. They become great by day-to-day obedience. Step by step. Sleep, they sleep. Wake up, they wake up. Read, they go, they go. Come, they come. Whatever they hear God tell them to do, whatever they read in the Bible, they try to obey it. Step by step. This is how people become great. Verse 2, and these blessings, all these blessings shall come upon thee. He didn't say, and you chase after all these blessings. No. Obedient people don't chase after blessings. Blessings chase after them. Listen to me. You can never fail after tonight. You didn't hear what I said. You will never fail after tonight. You can never fail after tonight. Because I'm giving you the keys. The keys of the word of God. The gospel of Christ. The keys. The channel of righteousness. The channel of obedience. Channel of obedience. Amen. Peter said, I've toiled all night, but at your word. Obey. Tell somebody, just obey. God says, this is your husband. You are still arguing. Just obey. Just obey. Are you wiser than God? God says, this is your wife. This is the one. He says, she's not as beautiful as you want. You are in for trouble. God is telling you that this is the place. You are still telling God that you want another place. God is telling you that stay here. You are still telling God that you want to go there. Did you call yourself? A lot of believers are in crisis all their lives because of disobedience. Sometimes you hear things that have happened to certain Christians and you wonder whether God was dead or God was alive when this was happening. But hear me. Largely, it is our disobedience. Don't go. I remember one day your pastor told me, those days he used to be my interpreter when we started church fresh, 8 years ago. He used to come from national service in central region to come and interpret for me and go back every Monday dawn. And that very Monday dawn, as he woke up, he normally goes with the first bus. He said he felt that he should not go. He resisted for a while, but he listened and obeyed. And he slept. A little into the day, his mother came to wake him up. You'll be late. Why are you still sleeping? He said, Mommy, today I don't feel like going. The mother allowed him. Later in the afternoon, he received a call from the office. Are you alive? Huh? What a question. Yes, I'm alive. The first bus you always come with had an accident and almost everybody's dead. Say obedience. Say obedience. If he had died, people would say that he even came to save God. God couldn't save him. But the problem was obedience. This guy won't take you anywhere. This guy won't take you anywhere. The spirit of the Lord is prompting you. We're also looking at his 5-5. We're also looking at his dimples. This lady will not take you anywhere. Wisdom is speaking to you. The Lord is talking to you. We are still looking at her shape. You are still looking at her teeth. How well arranged. How white her teeth are. You will spend the rest of your days in sorrow. Not because God never ever loved you, but because of your disobedience. Tap somebody and tell the person, listen. 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 Peter said, at thy word, I will obey. I've done all night, but at your word, I will obey. And Jesus' mother warned the people, whatever he tells you, do it. That's the secret to the blessing. Whatever he tells you, don't question it. Everybody rise to your feet. I'm going to pray once more. Whatever he tells you, do. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Now listen. So I'll continue the rest. But the next thing was kingdom service. It's a key to blessing. You shall serve the Lord, he will bless you. You are in this church, you don't do anything for the Lord. You are wasting your life. I'm telling you. Do something for the Lord with your life and you'll be blessed. You're going to be blessed. The next one is parental blessing. Parental blessing. Honor your father and your mother. I'm showing you how to be different from your family members. This is what they didn't know. You are blessed that today God is teaching you. You have never dashed your mother money before. You have never dashed your father money before. Listen, they are tunnels to our blessing. I remember before my biological father died, God instructed him to be sending him money. He didn't raise me. He didn't take care of me. I was raised by my mother, single parent. And you know how they will pollute you against your father. You know that thing, right? If your mother is the only person who suffered, there's no way you can like your father and his family. They have a way to win you away and pollute you. I never was allowed to go near my father. But when I grew up, the Lord said, your blessing is there. He couldn't take care of you, but his blessing you need. Tell somebody, but you need his blessing, not his money. Isaac told Esau, bring me food, let me eat. My soul will bless you. It's not property. When Jacob brought the food, he said, Jacob, my son, come near to me that I may eat your food and my soul bless you. And he ate the food and he blessed him. Gave my mom, my father money continuously, even though my mother was against it. I said, when you and my father were talking lovey-lovey, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. So it's not my business if you are fighting. He's my father and I will honor him. That one, you can't tell me what to do. I obey the scriptures. My father and my mother had that. My mother said, that's your father. I will arrest him. I'll put him in jail. And I'm warning you to go and bring him out. I said, the day I hear it, I'll go and release him. I'll go and release him because those days when you were doing the lovey-lovey, I wasn't there. Oh yeah, I told my mother. I told my mother, do you remember? You said your father used to warn you about him. You didn't listen to your father. You didn't listen to your father. I didn't decide who my father should be. You made him my father. And Bible says you honor him. Amen. You have taken sides with your mother. You are in for a curse. You have pitched camp to your father. You are in for a curse. When they met, were you there? Small boy. You are not wise. Your mother has polluted you against your father. You have never looked for your father. You have never. I give people money from Odoko and I send them to Winneba to go and look for their father. I said, if you don't find your father, don't come back. I cannot spiritually father you when you have neglected your biological father because he was irresponsible. You will be like that unless you do what he didn't do. Where am I? Your hatred for your father is what will make you become like him. Write it down. I said it. And wait for it. Next 50 years. Check your life and check your father's life. You see, it's the same thing. Your hatred for him is what will make you like him. Your hatred for your mother, my dear sister, is what is making you like your mother. I'm telling you, it's a free advice. I didn't say she's a good mother. I didn't say she did well. I'm saying that you need a blessing. And the blessing of the womb, your pastor cannot give it to you. The blessing of the breast, no woman can give it to you. It's the one that gave birth to you. Whether he's a witch or he's a whatever, he carries that blessing. The blessing of the loins, no man can give you. It is your father who did the hard labor to give birth to you. He has that blessing for you. Your man of God can't give it to you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? This is why Africans are continuing to be poor, will continue to be poor, and will continue to be poor, because generation to generation, we pollute our children against our... Because Africa is full of divorce, full of single father, full of single mother. And so we keep polluting the next generation, and over, we keep reproducing the same people. Hatred for father, eat your children, hate you. Hatred for mother, eat your children, hate you. Generation to generation. But your case will be different. I say you are delivered. Your case will be different by these words of deliverance. Clap your children. Honor your father. And honor your spiritual father. Obey your parents in the Lord. It's a blessing. I'll talk more about these things another time. Or when you come to the headquarters, I feel like teaching and I'll teach you. Lift up your two hands. There is power in
beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.